Did you like being in such a large family? What was that like for you?
Well, I didn't mind it. As I say, it took it, of course. But as I say, we had our things that we were supposed to do, and we did it. And see, my as I was 15 to 16, my oldest brother has a ways away from home married, and so was my oldest sister. And my brother, the second oldest brother, he was in the service, so he wasn't home, see. And then my sister, that's just older than I am, she was home, and so we did the housework, and we keep the yard clean, and all of that, you know. And we just took it for granted. We had to do it. And I think it was wonderful, really.
Did all the children survive? I didn't ask that. All 10?
Yes. Well, some of them are not alive now, but they survived until adults and everything, you know. And
what were holidays like?
Well, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas was about the only thing. And actually, Christmas, we just given a little bit of money to spend, get whatever we wanted, and that's the way it was. And we did. Living by the river there was good because we'd have these wild duck, and they'd hunt for them, and rabbits. And, of course, we always had chickens, you know, and we did have pigs for a while, but we always had chickens and had the eggs and had the garden. And, you know, my life wasn't too bad because we had the things to do with, you know, and it was all we ever wanted. We never wanted for anything because I sew and my sister sews. And while I never made much for myself, I never could sew for myself, but I sewed for my daughter all her. And I used to rip up clothes that was given to me and make her clothes. She's about the best dressed kid in school.
Was politics ever discussed in your house?
No. We never thought about politics. I mean, when a man was elected, we lived with it.
Do you remember talk about suffrage, about women getting the vote? Do you remember that before?
No, they never talked about that. That wasn't important. Mm-hmm. Women, as I say, women, they got married and had a family, and they was home taking care of the family, and they never got jobs outside unless maybe their husband would die and they'd have to go to work, but it never amounted to that like it is now.
Do you remember your mother voting?
No, I don't think she voted then. It was, the women couldn't vote. I don't remember, really. Women's suffrage, huh?
Can you describe for me the first day that you started your community?
Yes, I was in Minnesota visiting my aunt, and I knew about it, but didn't know what it was all about. And I had a little petticoat from my waist on down, white cotton, and I couldn't, you know, we couldn't say this, we couldn't say that, and talk about things like they do now, which is good. But anyway, they came to menstruate. And I didn't have Kotex and everything, anything. And I didn't say anything to my sister. I used that petticoat as a Kotex. Those are things are something, aren't they? And then after I got home, see, well, we get cloths or something, you know, whatever, flannel, we use that. And we'd have to wash them out. And after I threw it there, menstruating, they washed them out just like they had to do. I don't know that they had Kotex then. I don't know.
Were there things that you couldn't do then after you started menstruating?
Well, I had an awful time. I had so much cramps. And I couldn't tell my father. See, I just couldn't do these things because everything was so quiet. So I couldn't tell my father, but I'd have cramps so bad. I'd take the hot water bottle and go to bed. I'd put the hot water bottle on me. And sometimes I would be so sick I'd vomit. But I lived with it because we didn't know anything else. And that was that.
While you were still living with your parents before you went to your sister-in-law, did you go out with boys?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this little town we lived in, it was, you know, I liked this one boy, his name's Thomas Kelly, and he lived on a farm. So we'd walk, maybe another girl would walk with us, or, you know, two, 3 or something. And we'd walk out halfway to their place, and we'd walk back after school. It's a funny thing, and I would remember that, isn't it?
Were there activities that the kids could do in that town?
Not
like,
much.
Like to date?
Well, you see, at that time, I didn't do much. I didn't know much about it. And I don't think that I ever dated anyone much in that town because, well, I was quite young when we moved away, see. And my mother wasn't there, and she was, nobody but me. And they only had a movie theater. They'd have maybe one movie a week, If we had the money, we could go. But,
Now, when your mother died, did your father come home and stay at the
house? No. He still stayed on with his job as a railroad man. And he would come home, like he always done. See, it happened that my mother passed away, and we just had to go on from there.
So your children just stayed there and
yes.
took care of things?
Mm-hmm. And the only time our home was broken up was when our father passed away.
What was it like for you when your mother died?
Well, my daughter often talks to me about it now. And it was awfully hard. But as I say, we knew we had to do things. We knew we had to keep on going. And we did. And as I say, our father come home, and he was much more generous and better to us because my mother was there at the time, and we weren't alone like we was after she passed away. See. So as I say, he bought things for us, and he did the best he could, really. He loved his children. He used to say about his children, we were children, plural, you know. And, of course, they had the funeral right there at town, well, for my mother and my father both, in this congregational church, because they ceased to be a Catholic because they hadn't been attending a church. Then in the town, and we had no car, and take the train or something, so, you see, we all kind of got away from the church. So the funeral for my mother and my father were in that congregational church.
And you went to live with your brother's wife's family.
Mm-hmm.
What did the girls younger than you do?
Well, we, they were farmers. And we would make butter, you know, we'd churn the butter. And
did they come and live there too? Did all of you go?
Well,
there?
The girls was my age then. You see, mm-hmm. the younger ones, and they of course they had some gone and married, but there was so many young home there at the farm, and I just fit right in with the family.
Mm-hmm. But your three younger sisters.
They went with, say, my oldest brother, my oldest sister, and farmed out with my older members of the family that were married. See, and I was the only one that wasn't. See. So I just felt like I had to take care of myself, which I did.
What was it like for you getting your first job?
Well, it was nothing. It was the same thing what I've been doing, housework and stuff. And I liked it. I'm a perfectionist. And I never had any trouble with people I worked for. One woman, I was doing her housework. And I... Anyway, I wanted to quit. See, I never got fired from a job in my life. I wanted to quit. And I didn't like her. She had a son, and I got tired of doing what I wanted. She had to do other. And I wanted to quit. I had the cutest little dress, and I hang it in the closet, see. And she got so mad at me because I wanted to quit. She jerked that and made a hole in it.
How long did you live with... your sister-in-law's family?
With my oldest brother, the brother's family.
Right. Yeah, you were living with his wife's family,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I lived there, I don't know, too long, but long enough. But anyway, then I got a job in this town. See, they were on the farm.
I see.
And so I got a job working for this druggist and his wife in town.
In their home?
Yes, and in the drugstore, too.
Where did you live then in town?
With them. I really liked it. I mean, a nice family, man and his wife, and they had no children or anything. And so I lived right there with them.
What town was this now?
Beersford, South Dakota. It's a small town, but not as small as what we lived in. And it was right off of Salem, South Dakota. That was a railroad center at the time. And Chicago Northwestern, where my father worked for. And as long as my father was alive, we had a pass. We should have gotten a pass after he passed away, but we just didn't get it.
I was going to ask you if there was any benefits or anything from his death.
Well,
from the railroad.
He belonged to the Modern Woodmen of America. My father did. He never got any benefits from the railroad. We should have gotten passes, but we didn't. But anyway, he only had $2,500 insurance, so that was divided amongst us, and that's all we ever got. We didn't own a home, so we didn't get that. And the older ones that married and had families, they took the furniture that they wanted, and I didn't have any use for furniture. So I just went on from there, you know.
Can I go back a minute and ask you, now is this a union, the Modern Woodsman?
Of them, it's a lodge.
A lodge. Can you tell me about that? I don't know.
Well, it's a lodge back there. I don't know if they had it here or not, but it was just an ordinary lodge, and my father belonged to it, and I don't know just what, it wasn't much of anything. See, he was gone so much that he couldn't be in it very much. It's just like with me, when my folks died and I had to, when my husband died, but we'll get back to that. We won't talk about it now.
Okay. How long did you live in this part of South Dakota?
Oh, let me see.
Before you married?
Oh, I must have been 17 or 18. Yes, at least that.
When you married?
No, I was younger, older than that. See, I went to live. I lived there for a while, and then my sister in Lincoln, Nebraska, my oldest, I went to live with them a while, and I got work there, and I worked in a dime store a while. I did different kinds of work, and I worked for a detective agency even.
Doing what?
Shadowing a woman.
Really?
Yes.
What was that like?
Well, that's what before. Well, anyway, I lived on, after I left my husband, and I was living with my sister in this town, Centerville, South Dakota. And so anyway, this man, Suspicion, he was an Italian shoe repairman in a business there in town. And, of course, I was there living with next door, and he probably figured that I didn't have nothing to do, so he asked me if I would watch his wife. And, of course, it was something new to me, but I thought I'd give it a try. And so I would have to follow her. She'd leave, and I would have to go and follow her around uptown. And this town wasn't that large, but I had to stay far enough away so she wouldn't suspicion me. And I got good money for that. And Robertson's Detective Agency.
Was this in Lincoln?
No.
No, this was in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Then.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, when the time went by, that he decided, well, she wasn't doing anything, or I decided that. And but it was an awfully good job. Plenty of clothes and everything, which I'm a clothes horse anyway.
Now, when did you meet your husband?
Well, two sisters married two brothers.
Right.
So he was already in the family. And I met him through my sister, you know.
And where did he live?
He lived in Council Bluffs, Iowa. And we got married.
What was your courtship like?
Oh, well, we danced and things like that. And there wasn't ever much to do. I mean, you go to a show, there's not much to do. I had to work, you know.
What? And tell me about him. What did he do?
Well, he, trying to think now. Oh, he was a truck driver guy. And, you know, they people had that coal, you hauled coal and lumber, stuff like that. And I think horses was transportation. And that's what he did. And so anyway, I was in Lincoln, and when I came back to Council Bluffs, where he lived, man, no, that's okay. Anyway, we got together and wanted to get married, so we got married.
What was your wedding like?
We went to Justice of Peace, no big wedding. And we lived there in the Council Bluffs at the time.
What was the house like?
Well, it was Little's house in Council Bluffs. See, that's a hilly town, up on the hill, you know, Hunter Avenue, you know, address. And it was a nice little house. I mean, we didn't have much. We bought some used furniture, but I liked my home, and I liked it. I really did. And so then, of course, I became pregnant, and then I had my daughter.
What was being pregnant like for you?
Sick every day of my life. Soon as I got my feet on the floor, I was nauseated. And I'll tell you, that was misery. I've never talked to anyone that has been like they'd have 3 months or 3 weeks or whatever, but never 9 months. Gosh, it's a misery to get out of bed. And I don't know why. Well, anyway.
How did you feel about having a baby?
Well, I liked it. And, of course, she was home. My oldest sister was with me, see, when she was born, because she had 3 children herself. And so she was with me, and we had the doctor and everything. And, well, it wasn't too bad. I just knew that I had to go ahead and do it, whatever it was. I didn't take any pain pills or anything. I would try to relax in between sharp pains. Did you ever have a child?
Mm-hmm.
And, but I it wasn't so terribly bad. And I thought, told my sister, I said, I'll never have another one. And you know, I've read that that's the quickest pain you forget, mm-hmm. childbirth. I didn't regret that so much as, because it was only a matter of, well, minutes maybe, how do I know? But anyway, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. But then you see, I was able to nurse her. I mean, I had inverted nipples. And I tried to nurse her, and I wanted to nurse her. And I had to buy a hot water, not a hot water bottle, but a breast pump, and get the milk out of my breast and put it in a bottle to give it to her. And for the third day, I was doing that. And all of a sudden, after the third day, she was able to nurse for me. So I nursed her for 9 months. And
now, what was her name?
Beverly Jean.
And when was she born?
She was born in 26, April the 4th, 1926. And anyway, so I nursed her for 9 months. Well, they told me I should wean her at 7.5 months. But I got sick over it, and she kind of did, so I nursed her for 9 months. And I didn't mind it at all. I mean, I got down to nothing because I weighed less than 100 pounds to begin with, you know.
When you got married, what were your expectations about what marriage was?
I never expected anything. I just lived with whatever I got. As I told you, I never dream of wanting anything I can't have, because I won't get it anyway. Why waste the time, huh?
How was life different for you then after you had your daughter?
Well, I just, of course, I say that, you know, we didn't have much money. You're a truck driver. I don't know how much money it made make any difference. But, you know, I didn't have a lot of money to buy yardage. Of course, I bought flannel and made all her baby clothes. You buy them now, but I made them. And the diapers and everything. And, so of course, I made those little nightgowns and things. And my husband's shirts, the shirt tail, I would make her little dresses when she was walking and things. And they were nice, and I enjoyed doing that. And, as I say, I kept on sewing for her.
Did your husband spend much time with her?
Yes. And, of course, I would never let... See, I got her custody when I divorced him. Well, he didn't want to. That's the reason why I went back to him. He says, let me be with Jeannie. He called her Jeannie. Well, I did. I went back, as I said, for her. And so anyway, he was out all night, so that was his life. And
before we go to that, can I ask, did he help around the house at all, or help take care of her and things like that?
Well, he probably would help a little bit with her. But I just lived for her when she was born. And I washed her diapers on the board. I had no washing machine at the time. And I didn't mind that. And I used to delight in seeing her clothes on the line. So clean and white.
Now, did having the baby change your relationship with your husband?
What?
Did having the baby change your relationship at all?
I don't think so. I don't really think so. Because he, you know, and getting, of course, we probably shouldn't go to that now, but my daughter made a trip back to Minnesota with her husband. And I never told her she should have anything to do with her father. I thought she'd leave that up to her. So anyway, she and her husband and the boys, the two younger boys, made a trip back to Wisconsin where they lived, where he was born, see. And so she said on her way, she said, I'm going to stop to see Daddy. Well, anyway, they stopped in Wisconsin, Bluffs, Iowa, and they wrapped it to, Andrew had gotten married. And so they rapped at the door, and this woman comes to the door, and she says, what do you want? Well, she says, I come to see my father. My father is Andrew Anderson. Does he live here? And she said, yes. And so she is real nice, and she invited my daughter and husband in. And they visited a while, and my son-in-law took some pictures, and she was very funny. She said, what's he taking those pictures for? It's just for memory, you know. Well, anyway, then they left. But she had a chance to see, and you know what he told her? He says, I knew you'd come look me up sometime. But he was at fault. He never looked after her. I supported her from the day she was born almost. I mean, when I had to divorce him and everything.
What was the process like for you to divorce him? I mean, what did you have to do?
Well, I just decided to go divorce him, and I got an attorney there in Council Bluffs. And, of course, we had the trial. He never showed up, so it was just my story. And he knew he didn't have a chance anyway, see. So then I went on with that, and my sister took care of her while I was working.
Emotionally, what was that like for you? I mean, it wasn't very common or as common then to be divorced as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Did people frown on that, or did you feel bad?
Well, if they did, they never. You see, my husband was a Danish, and we lived in a Danish neighborhood, see. And I used to take Beverly, when she was a baby, and wrap her up the blanket and go see the neighbors, and they liked me. And his mother, well, they liked me because she told me I could come back, but I decided it was fruitless. There's no use. I made up my mind I'd have to live with it, which I did.
So then you moved to
my sister's,
South Dakota.
Well, see, then I lived with my sister then after I...
Okay, and where was she living?
There in Council Bluffs.
Mm-hmm. You lived with her, and she helped do child care while you worked?
Uh-huh. And I lived with her. She had no children, just she and her husband. Mm-hmm. So I lived with them, and we got along wonderful.
And what kind of work then did you do?
Housework. And, I was working for the detective agency, too. And, of course, I got a job at the dime store. And, the dime store was fine. But, you know, I was making a change in the cash register, and a dime dropped on the floor. And I couldn't find it. They didn't accuse me of it, but they figured that I had stole that dime. And it was underneath. I never stole a thing in my life, but underneath the counter, I couldn't get it. I just told them the truth. I'm a very truthful person, because I don't believe there's anything to do but tell the truth. Then you don't have to make excuses and make up lies.
What year was it? I didn't ask you, what year was it when you were divorced?
Well, she was about a year and a half old when I divorced her. And so she was about a year and a half old, see.
That's about 1921.
Mm-hmm. 29, something like that.
So you were living with your sister,
mm-hmm.
and working, and how long did you stay there?
Well, I don't know, just hit and miss and everything. And you see there, it was so cold there in the wintertime. I used to have to take a streetcar in town to work. And but my fingers would be numb by the time I'd get from my sister's house to that streetcar. And I worked at different people's houses, you see. And they wanted just me. I said, well, I have a daughter I have to support. And she has to go with me or I can't go. So they would let me bring her to their house. So I'd work for them.
And you'd stay there then in their home?
Yes, day and night. As a matter of fact, I just, I worked for Jewish families. And they kosher cooking. And I didn't do much cooking, but I did all the housework.
During this time after your divorce, did you date at all?
Yeah. Not right away. I never done it for about a year and a half, 2 years. Because I had her. She was so young. And I wasn't going to neglect her. And I didn't do it. And, I just didn't. I guess I had enough of a big heartbreak or something to my marriage. I didn't need to try it again.
What kinds of social things did you do then?
Well, just dance, that's about all. And of course, I was dancing when I was 15, 16 years old, when my sister and I would take a train to another town, because there wasn't any dancing where we lived in Kanawha, South Dakota. So we'd go to the other town, and after catch a train back, and go, you know. Then those days, you could be out half the night, and it wouldn't be dangerous, because everybody knew everybody, you know. And we'd come home. I'd go to school, and whatever.
Did you have close women friends?
Yes.
That you could talk to during the mm-hmm. time of your marriage being unhappy and after your divorce and that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had the neighbors right there where I lived. Because after all, I was a married woman then, you know. And they were a Danish neighborhood where you have, when a person comes in, you have coffee. That was accustomed to do. You always had pastry in the house, because you had pastry in